Tina, a lot of love. This Tina, by Yehuda introduces us to a new section of Kinos, actually referred to as the Tzionim. So before we had modern day Tzionim and all different positive and negative aspects of it, these were the Tzionim. And this Kina starts them off, mostly focusing on the physical and spiritual beauty of Eretz Yisrael. The Rambam brings down five main tragedies that occurred on Tisha B'Av, and the Mishnah brings them down as well in the very first siman of Hilchos Tisha B'Av. Number one, the Chorban of the first Beis HaMikdash. Number two, Korban of the second Beis HaMikdash. Number three, the Takana after the Chet HaMeraglim, that the entire door would perish in the Midbar. Number four, the massacre of tens of thousands of Jews with the capture of the city of Beitar. And number five, to top it all off, the climax. And I'll read to you, and on that day, the day prepared specifically for tragedy, Turnus Rufus of the kings of Edom plowed over the ruins of the Beis HaMikdash and its surrounding area. But Yaakov Usher Sinclair from Or Sameach wonders, how did this fifth item even make the list? We're talking about plowing over something already destroyed. The Beis HaMikdash was no longer. And now that the trucks come, or the horses, whatever they used back then to do the plowing, it's just removing ashes. What, how did it make the list? How is it on par with the actual Chorban? And furthermore, the fact that it comes last almost implies like this was the ultimate destruction. This was the final solution. So I wanted to suggest that as hard as it is to mourn and long for something that we never experienced, if the entire physical edifice is plowed over, it makes it that much more difficult for us to connect and for us to relate. And as Ari just mentioned, the famous Gemara, both the Bavli and the Yerushalmi, Kol HaMis'abel al Yerushalayim. I'll give a simple shot first. Whoever mourns and longs for what happened to Yerushalayim, Zocha Berobas and Faso, he will be there to celebrate. And it's rebuilding the She'enu Mis'abel Yerushalayim, the one who does not have the capacity to truly mourn for it, Eino Roa Mis'impasa, he will not be able to celebrate. Whether that means literally in the future rebuilding the Beis HaMikdash, or whether it means to have the capacity to feel Yerushalayim currently. Either way, lacking that physical edifice makes it that much harder for us to relate. This kina, but Yehuda Levi essentially attempts to enable us to find that connection, to find that longing. The Kinnah is a love song to Eretz Yisrael, to walk on the dirt that the Avos walked, to feel the closeness to a HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the air. And Rabbi Yehuda Levi, in his magnum opus, in the Kuzari, the Melech asks, he has a taina on the Jewish people, why don't you go to Eretz Yisrael? You daven for it all the time. And the chavar answers, and this is, of course, Rabbi Yehuda Levi talking, this is our bizayon. Hashem could look at our tfilos as the twittering of birds. So you might say, okay, this is a strong mussar for someone who hasn't come here, but look at us, preaching to the choir. We've overcome the obstacles. We've resisted the temptations. We made the plunge and we made it here. Perhaps this kin is for other people. So I want to suggest perhaps there are two critical lessons for us in this kina. Number one, if you think back to when we had a real idealistic passion and love for Eretz Yisrael, perhaps when we went to yeshiva and seminary, perhaps when we first got off the airplane landing to make Israel our home, and we think back to that, do we still have that same passion? Is it possible that we've got caught up in the day-to-day grind, traffic jams, waiting online in the supermarket, challenges in the workplace, challenges with neighbors, challenges with friends, with children, financial burdens, health concerns? Perhaps we have lost focus and we've forgotten where we are and how special this place is supposed to be in our hearts. And number two, as we know, it's not just, it's beautiful that we have Eretz Yisrael, but it's not enough. We still have suicide bombings. We have suicide drones. We have people that were taken into captivity, some who never returned. We have almost the entire world who hates us, who thinks we're the cause of the world's problems. There are only a few questions the Gemara says and Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to ask us when we first get to Shemayim. And the list does not include, do you have a nice car? Does not include, how tall was your house? But one of those questions that are each going to be asked is Sipisa Yeshua. Did we long for that redemption? Is that something that really, really keeps us up and alert and excited? Or perhaps we're not there yet. Today is our chance to try to reconnect with the Eretz Yisrael that we once loved, perhaps at a higher level. And today is our chance to reconnect with ourselves and with our Creator, to remember what we're truly longing for, what we're truly striving for. And perhaps if we could find the ability to truly be Mis'avel al Yerushalayim, we will have both pshat and both, we'll both be able to enjoy and love Yerushalayim right now, but we'll also get to be there for its rebuilding, repair, the unmade. Amen.
Yeah.